Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
The Kenai Waterfront Revitalization Proposal took another step forward during the latest Kenai City Council meeting on August 2nd. Ordinance 3366-2023 seeks to increase estimated revenues and general fund appropriations to complete rezoning of the waterfront area as identified in the 2022 Kenai Waterfront Revitalization Assessment. The aim of the waterfront revitalization is to maximize the potential of the Kenai waterfront area to support a thriving business, residential, recreational, and cultural community. The area covers approximately 160 acres, which includes city-owned and privately owned uplands and tidelands located in the area adjacent to Bridge Access Road beginning at Millennium Square, located east of the Kenai Senior Center, to the Kenai City Dock within the city of Kenai near the mouth of the Kenai River where it meets the Cook Inlet. Three different concepts were developed with a landscape architect who was able to draw the concepts for residents to consider and vote based on preference. The new ordinance takes the feedback from these public work sessions and seeks rezoning to meet specifications of the preferred concepts. Those include the potential creation of a destination facility or anchor tenant, such as a convention center, lodge, hotel, or other facility that meets local needs and draws visitors. The ordinance was approved as a part of the consent agenda. Further details on this story available at RadioKenai.com. Registration permits are now available for the Kenai Peninsula Brown Bear Hunt, with the fall season opening on August 10th. Brown bear hunting on the Kenai Peninsula is managed under a registration permit with a maximum of 50 to 60 total human-caused brown bear mortalities per calendar year, of which 8 to 12 may be adult females on a consecutive 3-year average, including the current calendar year. This management strategy is consistent with the Board of Game recommendation adopted on March 18, 2015. The 3-year average surpassed 12 adult female brown bears during a calendar year in 2022, prompting an emergency order which closed the fall portion of the season on September 30th. The season reopened for the remaining spring season on January 1st. This was the first time that the brown bear season had closed by emergency order since the current management strategy had been in place. Presently, in calendar year 23, there have been 4 adult female and 21 total human-caused mortalities of brown bears in units 7 and 15. As always, please review all permit conditions and regulations, including land ownership, prior to hunting. A group of auto repair shop owners and workers presented at the latest Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly meeting decrying the Department of Transportation's use of a calcium chloride salt brine to manage ice on Peninsula roads. Mike Arnold spoke on a conversation he'd had with the local DOT superintendent after submitting a petition with over 2,500 signatures.
I explained to him that this was telling us about how the safety issues were going to affect people in the future. So he said the only thing that he had recommended was that we take our cars to the car wash.
Other automotive professionals shared as well, some bringing visual aids to demonstrate the effects of the brine. One of the specific issues raised was the brine's effects on brakes, specifically how it leads to brake calipers sticking and causing brake pads to drag.
I get to be stuck while you're driving, and it's just applying one particular brake out of the 4. And I've actually had 2 of them that came to the shop on fire, like you see on NASCAR sometimes, coming out of the wheels on fire.
Said Anthony Pisa, owner-operator of Anthony's Auto Transmission and Repair.
You do a simple brake job, that's a thing of the past right now.
Andy Mills, who serves as the Special Assistant to the Department of Transportation Commissioner, joined the meeting by phone call. The petition did get some immediate traction when Mills committed to a DOT review of the brine usage. Further details available by visiting this story at RadioKenai.com. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Thursday. This is KSRM News.